indicating whether or not the employee is authorized to access such information. This alternative avoids the danger of creating a list of personnel with respective access rights to valuable, critical, or sensitive information that could be stolen. Management policies. The following policies pertain to management-level employees. These are divided into the areas of data classification, information disclosure, phone administration, and miscellaneous policies. Data classification policies. Data classification refers to how your company classifies the sensitivity of information and who should have access to that information. 1. Assign data classification. Policy. All valuable, sensitive, or critical business information must be assigned to a classification category by the designated information owner or delegate. Explanation. The designated owner or delegate will assign the appropriate data classification to any information routinely used to accomplish business goals. The owner also controls who can access such information and what use can be made of it. The owner of the information may reassign the classification and may designate a time period for automatic declassification. Any item not otherwise marked should be classified as sensitive. 2. Publish classified handling procedures. Policy. The company must establish procedures governing the release of information in each category. Explanation. Once classifications are established, procedures for release of information to employees and to outsiders must be set up, as detailed in the verification and authorization procedures outlined earlier in this chapter. 3. Label all items. Policy. Clearly mark both printed materials and media storage containing confidential, private, or internal information to show the appropriate data classification. Explanation. Hard copy documents must have a cover sheet with a classification label prominently displayed and a classification label on every page that is visible when the document is open. All electronic files that cannot easily be labeled with appropriate data classifications, database or raw data files, must be protected via access controls to ensure that such information is not improperly disclosed and that it cannot be changed, destroyed, or made inaccessible. All computer media, such as floppy disks, tapes, and CD-ROMs, must be labeled with the highest classification of any information contained therein. Information disclosure. Information disclosure involves the release of information to various parties based on their identity and need to know. 1. Employee verification procedure. Policy. The company should establish comprehensive procedures to be used by employees for verifying the identity, employment status, and authorization of an individual before releasing confidential or sensitive information, or performing any task that involves use of any computer hardware or software. Explanation. Where justified by size of company and security needs, advanced security technologies should be used to authenticate identity. The best security practice would be to deploy authentication tokens in combination with a shared secret to positively identify persons making requests. While this practice would substantially minimize risk, the cost may be prohibitive for some businesses. In those circumstances, the company should use a company-wide shared secret, such as a daily password or code. 2. Release of information to third parties. Policy. A set of recommended information disclosure procedures must be made available, and all employees should be trained to follow them. Explanation. Generally, distribution procedures need to be established for information made available within the company, distribution of information to individuals and employees of organizations having an established relationship with the company, such as consultants, temporary workers, interns, employees of organizations that have a vendor relationship or strategic partnership arrangement with the company, and so on. Information made available outside the company. Information at each classification level. When the information is being delivered in person, by telephone, by email, by facsimile, by voicemail, by postal service, by signature delivery service, and by electronic transfer. 3. Distribution of confidential information. Policy. Confidential information, which is company information that could cause substantial harm if obtained by unauthorized persons, may be delivered only to a trusted person who is authorized to receive it. Explanation. Confidential information in a physical form, that is, printed copy or on a removable storage medium, may be delivered in person, by internal mail, sealed and marked with the confidential classification, outside the company, by a reputable delivery service, that is FedEx, UPS, and so on, with signature of recipient required, or by a postal service using a certified or registered class of mail. Confidential information in electronic form, computer files, database files, email, may be delivered within the body of encrypted email, by email attachment as an encrypted file, by electronic transfer to a server within the company internal network, by a fax program from a computer, provided that only the intended recipient uses the destination machine, or that the intended recipient is waiting at the destination machine while the fax is being sent. As an alternative, facsimiles can be sent without the recipient present.